Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
Feels like summer's kind of already here, doesn't it? Because it's a little warmer than maybe it usually is. In the early 30s are temperatures at the moment. So when it comes to barbies or meals with friends and family, or even just a lazy afternoon on the back deck or balcony by the pool, what is the weather doing to your wine? At what point does the wine become too warm and is ruined? Alex Balotis is the sommelier for Stoke House Q. Alex, do you just like hate summer?
It's a strong statement to start.
Come a little closer to the microphone, my dear.
Oh, you know, I get forced to wear a black uniform, so that obviously I sweat quite a bit, wearing an apron as well at work. But other than that, you know, I'm glad for the warmer months.
For the warmer months for wine, though, I mean, I kind of feel like it makes it a bit more challenging to enjoy a glass of wine. What extent does warm weather have an impact on the wine that we like to drink?
I guess the first point is, especially with red wines, you know, warmer weathers, you know, once you start creeping into the mid-20s, you know, it kind of accentuates the perception of alcohol. You know, wines can seem a bit more hot, for lack of a better term, a bit more jammy as well, you know, and you're kind of forsaking a lot of the kind of the subtle nuances that you'd be looking for in that bottle if it were at a cooler temperature.
And in fact, with the red wine, I mean, we talk about serving it at room temperature, but room temperature in Brisbane summer isn't really an ideal temperature. So at what temperature should we serve
red room wine? Temperature, you know, we think room temperature in, you know, France. So we're talking like 17 to 19 degrees for most reds, really, is what I serve. We're quite fortunate at Stoke House that I've got a whole bunch of different temperature-controlled fridges, you know. So I've got some lighter reds that I serve at 12 degrees, fuller-bodied reds at 17 degrees, full-bodied white wines at 10 to 12 degrees, and, you know, aromatic whites at 2 to 4. You know, those are just
chilly
numbers. But
so you need at least three wine fridges at home then.
Oh, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know. putting a bottle of red in the fridge 20 minutes before your friends come round is usually good enough, to
be
honest.
And what about an ice bucket for a warm red?
Well, that's the other thing, you know. You can drop or increase a wine by 4 degrees very quickly by decanting.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, if I need to get a wine, you know, especially white wine or something, I'll put a decanter in the ice well and I'll just decant that white wine into, and you can quickly bring it down 4 degrees within like 30 seconds, really.
Excellent.
Or having said that, if your red wine's too cold as well, just bring it, like having a room temperature decanter, pouring it in, you can bring it up by 4 degrees pretty quickly.
My nifty trick with a bottle of fizz is to wrap it in kitchen paper and get the kitchen paper wet and then shove it in the freezer.
It does work.
It does actually. Totally work.
The other thing that, you know, I'm constantly making slurry buckets, so that's just ice, you know, water and salt.
So what does the salt do? That's actually a thing, is it? I mean, I know fishers use it.
I've never actually thought about it too much, but I think, you know, when you see those big tractors in like New York with just pouring salt on the snow and stuff, I figured it's got to have something to do with that, and I've never thought more of it.
Alex Balotis, sommelier with you this afternoon. Good afternoon on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. We're talking about warmth and wine. You've just run over some of the different temperatures that we might want to ideally enjoy different types of wine at, whether it's red, white, full-bodied, aromatic, etc. If we're over at a friend's place, or we're going to a friend's place, we've got to transport the wine at temperature. What are your tips there? What, chilli bin?
Chuck it in the esky with your Coronas when you're going to the barbecue.
Right.
Look.
Okay, and then if you're at the barbecue and the wine's out on the table, and you don't want to be that one who's like, I insist that my wine must be kept at this. Like, okay, they've plonked the bottle of wine out on the table. You can see it there.
Yeah.
You're worried because it's warmer than it should be and the glass is poured. Is it okay to pop a couple of, I don't know, ice blocks in the wine?
I think a lot of us, especially in the wine trade, we're just guilty of overcomplicating things. At the end
so
of the
you
day,
you wouldn't be that guy.
No,
at the
to be honest, wine is a beverage. First and foremost, it's supposed to be enjoyed, you know. So if you enjoy it at a different temperature than me, who am I to say, you know, that you're not enjoying it as much as you should be? So I have no qualms with people putting ice. You will dilute it a little bit, you know, obviously, but if you're not there, like, waxing lyrically about all the different tasting notes you're getting in this wine, if it's just a beverage, if you're just slaking your thirst, like, put some ice cubes and just drink it and don't think about it too much.
How do you feel about the spritz?
The spritz?
Yeah, oh, like where you take the soda, the chili soda, and you add it to, say, a white wine.
So you got a cheaper bottle of wine, you know, it'll elevate it. Just like cooling down, you know, the cheaper the wine, you know, especially red wine, you know, chill it down a few degrees and you'll hide or mask a lot of those sort of not so desirable characters.
So a cheaper wine, best served cold.
But I have this, customer who swears by, she just religiously drinks the same Pinot Grigio producer. So when she doesn't finish off the bottle, she'll pour the bottle into her ice cube tray, freeze the wine, and then she pours those ice cubes into her next bottle of Pinot Grigio. So thereby not diluting and still getting that same temperature. You know,
that's really interesting. Mm. Okay, because when I, you know, was share housing and I scratched together enough cash to buy a whole bottle of spirits, I would store it in the freezer because it wouldn't freeze and that would be fine. And then one day I pulled out said bottle and I realised that it was frozen, and I realised that my beloved housemates had been replacing my spirits with water. With wine, you can't actually freeze or keep a bottle of wine in a freezer, can you?
You can freeze it.
You can freeze wine.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend then thawing it and drinking it again.
It's good for cooking, specifically.
But having said that, an open bottle of wine, like if I don't think I'm going to drink it over the next few days, just my own, I'll put it in the fridge because you're going to slow it down, that oxidization process. So if you are leaving out a bottle of wine, even reds, like everything, put it in the fridge overnight. And then just make sure you're bringing it out an hour before you're going to drink it next.
Right. Good to know. I am this whole freezing wine cubes thing of what? That's
mind
a revelation.
Blown.
Hello. Thank you, Alex. Finally, you're off to a picnic on the weekend. Can you serve wine in plastic cups?
Polycarb glasses, like a lot of, there's an Australian wine producer called Plum, you know, and they're making these great polycarbonate sort of wine glasses, which are great, you know, especially if you're in a big apartment complex, you know, and the body corp rules won't let you take glass up there, you know, these little polycarbs look professional, have the right size, or they're designed for wine, you know, so that's probably where you'd go if you could. If not, you know, drink from the bottle if need be.
Well, there you go. Alex Belotis with you on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast, sommelier at Stoke House Q. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers. And if you think, by the way, we have to say that if you need help with alcohol, then Alcohol and Drug Support is a Queensland statewide service. It provides a free, anonymous, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week telephone counselling, information and referral service for anyone with concerns about their own or someone else's use of alcohol or other drugs. And you can call them on 1-800-177-833. That's 1-800-177-833.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.